Hit it. Okay, you're on, big boy. Speed jokes are sponsored by Team Hochberg. Here we go. We got jokes today from Terry Morgan in Cuba City, Wisconsin. Paula and Steve in Elmhurst say, we love speed jokes. In fact, we plan our car trips around them. Mugless Mike Robinson from Ottawa, thanks for the joke. Frank Zlotkowski in Steubenville, Ohio sent us a joke. Rich Leskoski did. Nancy Higgins in Madison, Wisconsin did. Dave Browning in Hammond, Indiana says, I'm still one glass short of a full shelf, John. Chuck Williams sent us a joke from Oregon, Wisconsin. Mary Oman, Jack T. Neil Munt in Watertown, Wisconsin. Robin Lestina Sikanek said, I don't remember if I sent this to you already or if I wrote it down after hearing it on your show, but here's my joke. Doctor, whenever I sneeze, I have an orgasm.
What are you taking for it?
Black pepper. Woman goes to the doctor, and he tells her she only has 6 months to live. She says, oh, no, what should I do? He says, marry an accountant. She says, why? He says, it'll seem longer. Speaking of accountants, why do some accountants become actuaries? Because they find bookkeeping too exciting. Boy, my accountant is good, Dave.
How do you know?
There's a loophole named after him. What do you call an accountant who looks at your shoes? What do you call an accountant who looks at your shoes when he's talking to you instead of his own? That's an extrovert.
Hey, John, what's a Hindu?
Lays eggs.
Hey, John, what's a bigamist?
Fog in Italy. Hey, Dave, they discovered the bones of a one-eyed dinosaur.
What did they call it?
Do you think he saw us? Hey, Dave.
Mm-hmm.
They discovered the remains of that dinosaur's dog.
What's that called?
Deinosaurus Rex. Rex, I guess, would be the punchline there. Hello, John Williams. Here's a tongue twister I came up with in hopes of earning a mug if that challenge for Dave Enedong tongue twisters still holds.
Oh, boy.
The setup goes like this.
Should have gone to the committee first on this one. A sprightly but miserly British fellow named Chip Chappelle dropped his stack of already damaged inexpensive poker tokens and damaged them further.
Okay, so in other words...
Cheap chipper chap Chip Chappelle chipped his cheap chip chip, so cheap chip chips keep chipper chap Chip Chappelle chipped.
Don't come to us with weak stuff, ladies and gentlemen. You got to bring your A game if you want to play in this house. February has two of my favorite annual events, Groundhog Day and the State of the Union Address. One involves a meaningless ritual in which we... you know how this is going to end, don't you? One involves a meaningless ritual in which we ask a musty mammal for an unreliable prognostication with no basis in reality. The other involves a groundhog. Hey, Dave.
Yes,
I know
Jim.
You travel a lot, so I've got some good books for you to read on the road.
No, that's okay,
Here's
John.
Here's one, Dave. Mm-hmm. How about Handbook of Easy Exercises by Eileen and Bend Over? Or How to Keep Secrets by Isidore Shutt?
Okay, well, thank you, John.
Hey, Dave, I got more books for you to read. Mm-hmm. I Just Had a Feeling by Clairvoyant.
John, I really have enough now.
I got one more joke for you, Dave. The History of Rock and Roll by Tristan Shout.